You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hey, how's it going? And welcome to the Drinks with Johnny podcast. Thanks for being here with me on a Saturday. I know we're a couple days late for one of our Thirsty Thursday or follow-up Friday podcasts, but with Thanksgiving, it was just a little difficult to get on the phone. Everyone's hanging out with family and friends, and I hope you guys have been doing that as well and enjoying your weekend. It's just a good excuse to hang out and eat a little bit, have some fun. With friends and families, and I hope all of yours are doing well as well. Tucker, if you haven't already listened to this episode before that dropped earlier this week, Tucker is the drummer for Thursday and the new band LS Dunes. I say new band because they are brand new. They got a new album right now, and it's kind of a super group, really. There's members of Coheed and Cambria, Thursday, obviously, as I mentioned with Tucker, and My Chemical Romance. Great album. You definitely want to go check that out. I've listened to it a little bit more since Tucker's been on the show, so I can confidently say now that I really like this record. Tucker has become a fast friend of mine. We've been texting each other back and forth just trying to get this phone call going. I know his wife and his kid were sick too this week. Hopefully they're doing better. When I talk to him here in a second, I know that'll be the case. Yeah, I mean, it's been a hell of a week. I'm sure it has been for all of you guys at home, too, listening to this right now. It's just, everyone's getting bombarded with those Black Friday sales, and it's very hectic in a beautiful way. And as I said, I hope you guys are all having fun with it. Speaking of those Black Friday sales, though, I'm going to hit you with another one. We got our sales going on this weekend for Drinks with Johnny. The podcast actually has a drinkswithjohnny.com shop place. And I bring this up because we got a couple of new items. We got a hot sauce that is actually, I guess it's not new. We ran out of the first sale, so we're bringing it back. The Devil's Chode, it is delicious, by the way. And there's a new hat, a new trucker hat. And I'm really excited about this one because it was designed by our designer and editor, Brandon Lombardo, here on the show. And he did an incredible job. There's actually a bottle opener built into the cap of this hat. I cannot wait to be wearing this hat on pretty much every episode of Drinks with Johnny on YouTube when you see that. But anyways, I just want to let you know, just a little shameless, well, maybe shameful plug on the Drinks with Johnny shop. That is at drinkswithjohnny.com. Now, again, we are about to give a call to Tucker Rule on a Saturday, a holiday weekend, I guess. Let's just see what the hell what he's got going on.
Yellow.
Tucker, how are you, my friend?
What is up, Johnny? How are you, brother?
I'm good. I just had a second cup of coffee here. You're back in Jersey, right?
I'm in Philly currently right now.
Oh, you're in Philly. Okay.
So, essentially, yes. I'm in the tri-state area.
There you go. Yeah, so I know we've been trying to get this phone call going for the last couple of days. I know your wife and kid were sick. Are they doing better? Are they doing better, by the way?
They are. My daughter just got over RSV, and then she also got the flu on top of it. So it's been a lovely couple months.
What is RSV again?
It's like this respiratory thing that's going around in infants and toddlers, and like a lot of people end up in the hospital because it's like, it's just bad. It's a lot of coughing and it's just misery. High fever. She was like 104 fever.
Yeah, I've heard of some other kids around my sons that have gotten that as well. So
tough stuff.
And right around why does it always kind of happen on the holidays where you have get-togethers with friends and family too, right?
Dude, because we need to spread that shit around. You know what I mean? Everyone needs to get sick. We need to make everyone miserable.
Yeah,
and know what else? It also happens as soon as I leave for tour.
Are you leaving for tour right now?
Well, no, I'm out on tour. It's just since we're playing like on the East Coast, a lot of these shows are close enough to where we're going home.
Right.
You know what I mean? A bunch of the time. So it's kind of annoying. So you feel like you're on tour, but you also feel like you're at home. So you're kind of not in tour mode, but you're not in home mode. So it's a lot of like.
Do you like that? Or does that bug you?
It bugs me.
Really? I don't mind that.
I was talking to my wife earlier. Like, I'd rather be like out and in the groove. You know what I mean? Like this tease of going home and like sleeping in my bed for a night. You know, while everyone's sick is getting a little old.
Well, also it probably if they're sick at home too, then you gotta be a caretaker while you're trying to be out on the road. I could see how that would be a little bit of a pain in the ass.
That's exactly it, man. And that's the tough part.
Well, other than that, how was your Thanksgiving, man?
Thanksgiving was good. We actually hosted at our house, and a bunch of going back to what we were saying 2 minutes ago, since we are on tour, a lot of our crew are from out of town. So we kind of hosted we did like a cruise giving. So all of the out of towners could have like a, you know, home cooked meal and a place to hang other than a hotel or something.
That is so cool. I love that you did that. That is something I'll share a quick story. When we were on the road with our bus driver, Merle Williams, we were out. It just so happened a couple times. He lives in Florida. He would host Thanksgiving because we were there close to Jacksonville. He would make the drive from wherever we were. He probably made it a little further because he wanted to go home too. But but then he would bring like everyone in the bus. We'd just be pulled up out front of his house for Thanksgiving, and his wife would do an amazing meal. I mean, I think that's the reason why I think I love Thanksgiving so much, is because that like those moments of camaraderie, right?
Totally, totally, man. And it's like you don't really think about how important family is until you're like stuck in a hotel room by yourself on Thanksgiving while everybody else is like posting photos and you're the one that's sitting alone, you know what I mean? So
because you're not going to play a show that day either. No one's coming to the show that day.
No one's coming to the show that day, but people will go to a football game, that's for sure.
Hell yeah. Speaking of football, that's one of the things, like, we obviously, you were over at the house last month. We talked a little bit more after the cameras stopped because we kind of had a short window of time there. But we did talk a little bit about football. And even though you're from the tri-state area, what was your team again?
The Raiders.
That's right, baby. The fucking Raiders.
The Raiders. And I'll tell you why, man. I grew up in the era of Bo Jackson.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
And
Bo knows, man. I had, you know, it was like, for me, it was him and Michael Jordan. You know what I mean? Not that Michael Jordan has anything to do with the Raiders, but... You know, I had the Michael Jordan wings poster in my wall. I had the Bo Nose Diddley up on my wall, you know, him with the baseball bat and the shoulder pads, you know, kind of, you know, between the two sports. So, you know, I just thought the Raiders were badass, and I thought Bo Jackson was the most badass of the badasses.
I mean, you're not wrong. I've got a Bo Jackson jersey. I mean,
Hell yeah, dude.
All the listeners listening to this right now already know that I'm an obnoxious Raiders fan because I mention it when they lose. I mention it when they win. You know, earlier this week when we dropped the episode that you and I recorded a few weeks ago, I was like, hey, the Raiders finally got a win. I'm sure that's the place where everyone goes ahead and hits that fast forward button, you know?
Well, you know what? You got to be a fan either way. You know what I mean? Whether they win or lose. So.
No, I mean, it's... Like you, it's been since early childhood that I've been a Raiders fan. So it's not like this is new one way or the other for me.
Isn't it crazy how a single player can make you fall in love with an entire franchise?
Yeah. You know what? I'm glad you brought that up because that is something that, like, I grew up being a Lakers fan before, but then I didn't really fall in love like I did with the Lakers until the late, great Kobe Bryant was playing, and I would watch every single one of his fucking games. And then I just, like...
Yeah.
I was already a Lakers fan, but when he was around, I just became a diehard, you know?
Yeah. It's just they transcend the whole sport. It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, and Bo Jackson, to your point, I mean... What an incredible talented athlete. I mean, to be able to, like, a lot of people don't talk. I don't think people talk enough about his accomplishments in football and baseball. Like,
totally, dude.
Like, there's guys who have done one, like, you mentioned Jordan, who played basketball and baseball, and then guys like Deion Sanders who did it, but neither one of those guys were as good in the baseball world as Bo Jackson was.
No, he was just as good in either sport. You know what I mean? Like, he kind of could have been his own star in a single sport of either one of those.
Incredible.
Then he broke a fucking bat over his knee. Like, as a kid seeing that, you know, obviously that's not a good, you know, you're not supposed to really get mad, but you know, like, that's pretty fucking cool.
Oh, well, you're absolutely supposed to get mad. What are you talking about, Tucker?
Don't try that at home, kids.
Yeah. I mean, do not try that at home, because you will break your leg. You will not break the bat.
Exactly.
Physics. He was defying the laws of physics there, man.
It's all science. When you got thighs like that, you can't hide it. You know what I mean?
The thighs don't lie. Oh man! Another one of the things that we talked about when you were waiting for your Uber and I was leaving to go get my haircut outside of my house was Halloween. We were talking about the decorations. I had all my decorations up. I literally just got them put away right before Thanksgiving, by the way, because I'm that lazy. So we were talking about, and Halloween's pretty big in your house, right?
Yes. Yes.
Is your wife's birthday or something?
My wife has an October 17th birthday. In fact, she's got a big birthday next year. So she's already talking about what she wants, and she wants to tent the entire backyard and have a haunted house back there. That's what she wants for her birthday. So, we're big fans of Halloween, and we're big fans, just like you, of decorating the house. I just think it's so cool when people walk by your house and they're like, what the fuck?
I, dude, when I'm out there with my kid and stuff, you always get the people going by, love the way your house looks, love your decorations, thank you so much, like other neighbors and stuff, because it's fun for them too, right?
It is. It's, you know what it is, man. It's like wearing cool socks. You know what I mean? Like if you're dressed up in like a suit and you just have like normal black socks on, I'm like, man, that dude is boring. But if you're wearing like a funky ass pair of socks, you know, you're like, all right,
that guy knows how to party.
This guy knows how to party.
I love that it went to socks. I don't know why that tickles me this morning, but it does.
Oh, what's going on, everyone? Brando here. Haven't been around for a while because I am busy. You know, I'm working 5 jobs to feed 10 kids. And when it comes to dinner, I'm just looking for an easy way out. But there is a great thing that I have found to make my day a little easier. Factor Meals. Right now, I've got a black pepper and sage pork chop. I'm going to eat it right here on air with you because I want you to hear in real time how good this thing really is. So it's got a nice little sauce on it, nice grill marks. Like, this thing is ready to go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, shoot. This is some quality pork right here. The nice thing is, it's healthy. The amount of protein in this meal is broken down for me on the side of the package. I don't have to worry about it. I know once I eat this whole thing, my macros are going to be in balance. This is what I need. This is good. Oh my God. It took 2 minutes for me to microwave this thing. All I had to do was sign up. Meals get shipped right to my house every week. They have a wide selection to choose from. Dude, they had dual crusted chicken. They had chili. You want to check it out? Head over to factormeals.com/drinkswithj50. And use code DRINKSWITHJ50 to get 50% off. That's code DRINKSWITHJ50 at factormeals.com/DRINKSWITHJ50 to get 50% off. Yeah, I know, it's a mouthful, but so is this meal. So I'm going to keep eating it because, man, this is good.
Wherever you're listening to this podcast, make sure you're subscribed and leave us a 5-star review. If you want to listen to this show ad-free, head over to drinkswithjohnny.com and become a premium member. You'll get to enjoy unreleased clips from your favorite guests, discounts on merchandise in our shop, and access to our private Discord server where you can chat one-on-one with Johnny Christ himself.
Awesome!
So stay tuned, stay thirsty, and stay filthy as fuck.
Well, shit, man. Also, I wanted to mention, I listened to the LS Dunes record a little bit more since I only, when you were going to come over, I'd listened to it maybe twice all the way through at that point. So I went back and I listened to it a little bit more while I was out grabbing pies and stuff for Thanksgiving. And man, it's such a cool record. It really is.
Thanks, man.
I could have easily not even brought that record up again in this follow-up conversation, but I decided, you know what? I'm going to bring it up again because it's a good record. It's a little throwbacky for me the more I listen to it, of like, I don't know, kind of the combination of all your guys' bands, like, and back from like maybe 10 years ago, but in such a cool new way. Like, I don't know, you did a really good job of putting everybody's strengths together, I guess is what I'm trying to say. It's really cool.
Thanks, man. That means a lot. You know, at the end of the day, we are who we are. You know what I mean? Like, we're the players that we are. So it's, you know, it's going to have the go-to moves of each member. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you know how it is. Everybody's got this go-to lick or this go-to thing, and that's what makes them them. Right. You know, so there's going to be hints of that. But, you know, that was a big thing for us, too, was like, you know, this is something different. You know, we want it to be something different. Like, it would be easy to write, a song that was, oh, let's do a Thursday-esque song, you know, but we already have those bands.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just more fun to make something completely new and kind of put everybody's licks, if you will, on display.
Well, right. I mean, I think you know that even from Thursday stuff. I mean, I think most people play in bands or artists and stuff know. Once you put it through you could take somebody else's even writings, and once you put it through your own filter, it comes out as you anyway. So why fake
for
the
sure.
punk, right? Like that's
exactly.
I'm gonna come out in how I play regardless, right? Like it doesn't matter. So embrace that side of it, and then just try to write something different on top of it, and it's still gonna sound like you coming through the other side.
Totally, man. I mean, and then on the other side of that coin, like you could play drums on an AC/D song, you know, and do exactly what Phil Rudd played, but you're never going to sound like Phil Rudd.
No.
Phil Rudd just sounds like Phil Rudd.
100%. That's a part of, I think that's the part we forget when we were kids, when transcribing all of our heroes and stuff, like, why doesn't it sound like that? It's like, well, you're not that person. Like there's still
exactly.
There's still an element, like you could play exactly what anyone else is playing, but there's still that element of personality that comes through a music, and I think that's what makes it such an endearing art.
Absolutely, man. Ownership and swagger. You can't buy that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And you can't fake it either.
Yeah, you definitely can't fake it. People see right through that. You might have used to be able to fake it a little bit. I feel like it was a little easier to fake it back in the day because there wasn't, you know, this ability to grab at your heroes as well as it is today, you know?
Oh, totally. Yeah, that microscope. We didn't have that clear lens yet, you know what I mean? Now we're in 4K, everybody.
Yeah. That's absolutely true. So, again, thanks for coming down when you did. Thanks for picking up this phone call on a Saturday. Yeah, I know it was hectic over Thanksgiving for you, so I want to first say I appreciate all that. But what do you got going on the rest of the week? Do you guys decorate for Christmas, actually, now that I'm thinking about it? We talked about decorating for Halloween. Do you guys go
we
all
do.
Out for Christmas? Are you got get
we
that
do.
Shit out already?
Yeah, well, no, not yet, because I'm on tour, so I'm in Philly right now today, and I have a show in Philly, then I have a show in Boston tomorrow, actually Cambridge, not actually Boston, but Cambridge. People get mad if you say it's Boston when it's not Boston. And then I have a
those
Brooklyn
Bostonian
show.
Fans, man, they really get you, don't they?
So then I have a Brooklyn show, and then I'm off on the 30th and the 1st, so those 2 days, we're going to go get a tree. Because then okay. I start another tour that goes to the 18th of December. So I'm kind of like, it's crunch time for us to go, like, keep up with this family tradition. But here's my question to you. Like, what do you think about this? We're getting a fake tree this year, I think. Is that fucking sacrilege?
No, man. You know what? So funny. I was literally, as you said, we're going to go get a tree. I was like, oh, you guys are still doing the live tree. Because I was like, I was going to ask you about that. I was like, oh, well, he's still... I think it's cool. I love the tradition of getting a live tree as well. But at one point, I think it was 2 years ago now, I was like, man, they make some really cool looking fucking fake trees now. And it's so much easier.
Totally. Totally. Like, and for me, like getting it like right after Thanksgiving, that means the tree's got to stay alive all the way through basically New Year's. And
right.
That's tough
that's
to find a tree that will not shed all over the house.
Yeah.
So I think that this is the option this year. And, you know, that doesn't mean we're not open to a real tree this year. But I think we're going to go the fake route because, you know, screw it. And then and to answer your question fully, like, yes, we do kind of go all out. And my wife doesn't even know this yet. But my friend Travis, who plays in LS Dunes with me, showed me an Elf on the Shelf of Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart, and I immediately went online and I bought them both. So I'm looking forward to adding them to the old shelf.
Do you do that with your kid then? You do the Elf on the Shelf, or you read them the book and do all that?
This is going to be year one of that for her. So she's going to get to know. She's going to get to know how to do Snoop Dogg. She's going to get to know Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart pretty well.
Dude, that is amazing. I am so jealous that I didn't know about that. I'm already knee deep in Chippy with my 5-year-old. Like he didn't even get creative on the name, because like we watched the cartoon and the elf in the cartoon's name was Chippy. He's like, oh, Chippy. Of course, he was, you know, a year and a half at the time when we started this, so I can't really blame
him.
Yeah, just last night he asked me if Chippy was back, and I was like, I forgot. I have to go find the book. I have to go find the elf.
Where is he?
Like, damn it.
Well, if you can't find him, I'll send you the link for Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg as an elf in the
maybe they'll just join in. Maybe I'll just come up with an elaborate story of how they all partied together. And
everybody needs friends, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Absolutely. But back to the tree real quick, because I don't want to get off that too soon, because I'm new to this fake tree thing too as well. If you're going to do the fake tree, the only advice I give is don't skimp on it. Get one of the fucking badass ones. Like, because those, they have the one that I got, I think, I don't know, it must have been 1,000 LED lights on it or something like that. It's like a 12, it's a 12 foot one. But they're already built. The lights are already built into it. That's what. And then it comes with a remote, so you could do different shows on it and shit.
That's like, amazing.
I'm like, okay, that's. I mean, no offense, real trees out there, but like, come on, like that's pretty cool.
Absolutely, man. And like, to be honest with you, we spend $150 on a tree every year anyway. Not that that's like a super lot of money, but for something that like lasts for a month and dies, and it's already dead, obviously.
Yeah.
But you know, and you're throwing it out like. I don't care. I'll, you know, let's just go in.
Yeah.
Let's go in and get it.
And if you go all in, it's like, you know, your ROI on that's only like 5-7 years.
Yeah, exactly. And then you know, I want to sit because we're getting a new couch too. So the place to put the tree is going to be different this year. So the couch is supposed to come in right before Christmas, and where the tree normally goes, the ceiling is like 12, almost 13 feet, but where the tree's gonna have to go now is only an 8 foot, so it's like we're gonna have to downsize on the tree.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure to get, you know, like a fake one that's nice and full, just around 8 feet. You know what I mean? Just I want it proper.
Yeah. I just do a little bit of. I bet you there's like an insane one at like an 8 foot, like probably next level to what I'm talking about for like the 12 footer
sure.
that I have. Like it probably comes with a fogger at this point. You know what I mean?
Dude, I'm into it, man. Because you know, when you get a tree, you want to sit back. You're watching Christmas movies. You want to have that tree like twinkling in the corner.
Absolutely. Okay, real quick, go to Christmas movie. I don't know. I know there's a bunch of them that can be there. But what's the one in your house?
I mean, I hate to be like, man, but A Christmas Story is just it's just the best. There's nothing that I can't say bad about it. You know what I mean? It's the best.
I mean, I love that movie as well. There's a reason why every year it is on marathon on TNT on Christmas Day. Incredible movie. I have to throw Elf up in there now. I think Elf is a pretty good staple for Christmas around us. And
wonderful movie.
And what was the? I don't remember the name of it. What was the one? The Night Before. That's what it's called.
Another amazing one.
I mean, that one is more adult. Like, that's the one where I'm like, hey, Lace, or my wife, Lacey, I'm like, let's just get really high and watch this movie on Christmas Eve.
Dude, there's another one, too. So, The Family Stone. I don't know if you've ever seen The Family Stone.
Family Stone? I don't know.
Even before I met my wife, she was watching that movie. But it turns out, like, The Family Stone, one of my best friends is actually in the movie, not to name drop, but Paul Schneider. So, it's funny, and he, you know... We always watch The Family Stone now, and it always makes me feel like, you know, I'll always text my buddy Paul and be like, we're watching you again, you know, every Christmas we do it. So that's another tradition.
Dude. Well, now I'm going to check it out. Now that I know one of my new friends has a friend in the movie, too, I'm going to check it out.
Exactly. The degrees of separation are closing in.
Yeah, you got to throw it all together. That's how it works.
That's how it works.
Well, man, I know you're on tour right now. You said you got a show tonight. I'm going to let you go. I really appreciate the time, though. Enjoy the rest of your tour. Stay in touch. We'll be texting each other, I'm sure, about a lot of silly stuff over the next several years. So I appreciate getting to know you a little bit, Tucker.
Yo, Johnny, I appreciate it too, man. And I really feel like I got a new butt here. So thank you for doing this. And I'm glad that this kind of stuff can bring people together. So I appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. I couldn't have said it better myself. Enjoy the rest of your day, man. I'll talk to you soon.
You too, buddy. Happy holidays.
You too. Later.
Later.
And that'll just about do it for this week's episode of Drinks with Johnny. Well, this Saturday's episode of Drinks with Johnny. I hope you guys enjoy the conversation there with Tucker. I enjoy it, you know. I appreciate Tucker allowing me to have a normal conversation with him and hitting the record button so I could show all of you fine people what it's like when two guys of some certain celebrity status get on the phone together. That's really kind of what it boils down to here on the show. So I hope you guys are appreciating it. Again, I got to plug it. Head over to drinkswithjohnny.com. There's sales going on all this weekend for all of our merch, and we got some really cool new items. Really helps out, so, and I think they're cool as shit, so that's why I'm going to plug it, because I'm really excited about it. At any rate, that's it. Enjoy the holidays, everyone. We're going to have another episode for you guys on Monday. Yep, right away with Maggie Linderman. She is a... Well, I was going to say a pop artist, but it's not really pop. She's kind of punk. She's kind of industrial. All of these wonderful things. And dating Jordan Clarkson, the NBA star. We had a great conversation a few weeks ago, and we're going to be dropping that one for you guys on Monday. So make sure you're following or subscribing, whatever they're calling it these days, to this podcast, and we'll see you then. Cheers.
Hey everyone, this is Tuck from Fit for a King, an off-road minivan. Every week I bring you fun interviews alongside your favorite metalcore entertainers with my new podcast, Get Tucked. Join me every Monday with bands like Counterparts, Crystal Lake, like Moths to Flames, and many more. We play unsigned and undiscovered bands, deep dive into each artist's history, and of course provide the greatest breakdowns in current metalcore. Tune in to Get Tucked every Monday, out now through Sound Talent Media.
The number you have reached is 100.7 WMMS.
It wasn't just a radio station, it was a lifestyle.
Cleveland is a rock and roll city for sure.
I feel like Chicago's.
Get down!
The Wrath of the Buzzard. WMMS. Cleveland.
The rise and fall of one of the most iconic radio stations in America. Profiles, The Wrath of the Buzzard, PROH Files. Subscribe now wherever you get podcasts.